Joe Newman and the Joe Newman Quintet with Wednesday's Blues. I figured today's Wednesday. And every day we have the blues. So let's just coincide. Wednesday's Blues. Joe Newman is on trumpet. Frank West is on tenor sax. Tommy Flanagan on piano. Ed Jones on bass, and Oliver Jackson on drums. This is from Newman's 1960 album, Jive at Five. This is the second time we've been using the word jive. We had the Jive Samba last week, and now we have Jive at Five. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead. First off, very, very happy that Tiger Woods is getting better. He was in a very bad way. Had an accident, a one-car crash with devastating injuries, but it looks like he will pull through. So send some good thoughts his way, that he should heal and that eventually he returns to the sport he loves. No doubt somebody was watching over him and saved him from what might have been a less than fortunate outcome. Okay, so what are we talking about today? I want to get you ready for this discussion. And it is as follows. Trump, of course you know, is out. Biden is in. The question is, have you stopped your stopwatch yet on Biden, giving him and the Democratic Party a grace period to see how they perform on issues that matter to you? Or are you keeping your options open on finding or still finding a third party more in line with your politics? I know it's so soon to lose favor, but I'm assuming that all along you've had some misgivings. The question is, well, he started his term officially, and we have some interesting indications as to where he and his administration are going, and I'm referring to Biden. So are you stopping your stopwatch to say, all right, I'm not going to make any summary judgments just yet. I'm going to watch and see how he continues. I'll give him a little bit more time, and I'll study the policies that are coming down the pike from his administration, and I'll see whether indeed his politics and the administration, the politics of the administration, are kind of lining up. You can't expect perfection, and you can't expect everything to go the way you want it to go. So that's the question. Are you taking a wait-and-see attitude and taking note of how this administration is proceeding on a number of points? And what you think of the administration's early moves so far. And so are you inclined to give him a break based on what's going on? Or are do you have your thumb right on that stopwatch saying, all right, that does it. I am looking for a whole new approach. I can't see myself being married to an administration like this. I don't want to have any thing more to do with the Democrats. I'm fed up. And yeah, Biden is a nice enough guy and so far hasn't been too harmful. But I'm not satisfied that my personal politics will allow me to feel comfortable with the direction in which things are going. That's the question. Do you have an answer today to that question? 888-874-4888. I like asking questions because I'm always surprised and intrigued by your answers. And what's more intriguing is that I suspect that you don't normally get a chance to opine this way. You don't get a chance to stretch out and explain your point of view. But here is a chance. I'm really interested in what you're thinking, because I remember as the election era closed, there was a lot of dissatisfaction with the Democratic Party. And of course, by inference, a lot of dissatisfaction with Joe Biden as a representative of the old order. Are you thinking the same way, or are you leaning toward a different tact and say, I'm not going to come to any conclusions just yet. It's too early. I'm waiting to see how he does with this, that, and the next thing. And then I am going to reevaluate my political situation and my political preferences and whether I could live with this party or not. And then I may decide it's time to move on. Find some other party, some other political affiliation, and move on. 888-874-4888. That number should be emblazoned in your mind. It should wake you up in the morning. Oh, 888-874-4888. Yes, that's what I want. I want to take over your life. So that's all you think about. I got to call in and say what I have to say. Of course, I'm joking, but the idea is that it is important that you do your own thinking. It doesn't matter to me whether, you know, people agree or disagree with what you have to say. I'm interested in the case you make and how you defend your position. Whatever your position is fine by me. How do you defend your position? That is what gives it credibility and legitimacy. And it suggests that you're not just reacting. You're not just, you know, flipping. You are actually thinking and thinking ahead. So that's the question today. Are you, based on where you were last year as the election cycle closed, and then later on with Biden emerging as the president, as the winner, I'm sure you still had difficulties with not only Biden, but the Democratic Party as a whole. Perhaps you were in the process of evaluating an affiliation with a third party, or even leaving politics aside altogether. But based on how things have begun to move, are you thinking this over? Are you deciding that you will walk the walk until things become extremely untenable, and then you've got to cut this party loose, cut Biden loose, and move in another direction? If so, what direction would that be? And what would cause you to take flight? 888-874-4888. I don't see your name here yet. So I'm waiting for our first call at 888-874-4888. This is going to be a very eventful presidency for all kinds of reasons. Donald Trump is not indicating that he is going anywhere except deeper into the bowels of politics. And I mean it, the bowels of politics, getting nastier and nastier and more fractious, not at all helping the nation in, you know, just if you can't do anything else, he should just shut up. Just shut up and let life go on. E from Edgewater, you're on the air. You start us off today.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Yatrice.
Good afternoon.
Hi to the PRN audience.
Thank you.
There's just there's a couple of things that I haven't heard anybody speak of since the whole thing started, like last year with the primary. Remember, we were wondering why so many people were running in the Democratic Party, and this Biden guy seemed to have dementia, and he couldn't put two sentences together, and everybody believed he was time for him to retire and go to the old age home. And then suddenly, everything's fine with him. So was he acting? Was he making believe he had dementia so he didn't have to say too much because he has this stuttering problem? So he was just trying to avoid. So they had so many candidates, so they could take the brunt of the questions, and he could sort of escape having to say too much. So that's like a glaring thing that I'm not understanding, how he goes from being this illiterate guy who seems to be on his way to Alzheimer's, to now seeming like everything's perfectly fine with him. And then the second point was,
you're pretty harsh in your description.
Well, it's
I don't
not
think
like something
he was an illiterate guy.
You know what I mean? I know when I said that word, it was going to be a little strong, but it's just the word that comes out. I don't always know what's going to come out of my mouth as words that I try to, instead of trying to think of a word I want to think of, I just put another word in there. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean to be overly stressing something like that, but I used the wrong word. You're right.
Proceed.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, proceed.
Yeah, that was the one point that I think is a pretty important thing to like take notice of, because if he was making believe, then that's, you know, showing another sign of that this is all like an act going on here. This is all like a script being followed. And then the second thing that I thought was really glaring was that when Donald Trump at the end, he called for, suddenly he became Captain Kirk of the USS Enterprise on Star Trek. And he said, warp speed ahead with the vaccine. I mean, they told us it takes a year and a half, 2 years to come out with a safe vaccine. All of a sudden, Captain Kirk, Donald Trump says, warp speed ahead, Scotty. What did all the doctors start running around faster to make the thing fit? And then all of a sudden, like 3 months later, everybody's got the vaccine. Something that's supposed to take a year or two is now, we have one, Germany has it, Russia has, everybody's got it. How come it all came out like magic when Donald Trump, is he a prophet?
Let me ask you, where are you in the scheme of things with regard to your own political choices? Are you pressing that stopwatch and stopping it where it is? Or is it going to continue to the point where you feel you have no choice but to seek your political fortunes elsewhere?
Well, going according to, you're living in a capitalist country, and most people that listen to this show here and listen to the stations like PRN, BAI, aren't capitalist at heart. And, you know, so we already have a division set up there right from the start. So there's so many divisions, and there's so many people that are lost in all the minutia that it's hard to get anything done on the same page anymore. So I'm out there in the middle of nowhere, and I don't support any of these systems. I think they're all flawed, and the only system would be, you know, the way the Native Americans were living. They lived here for centuries, and who knows how long, and they had no need to create electricity and schools and college, and they still were able to survive and live and enjoy their lives. I don't see anything wrong with that. Why complicate things and have everybody at each other's throats just so we could go into the future, just so some people could enjoy themselves and go on spaceship rides while everybody else suffers and dies? Doesn't make any kind of sense to me. So I live in a whole different realm of possibilities, and I don't focus on what Trump and what the rest of them are doing, because I know it's just a game going on. And if you're going to succeed in life, like David from Brooklyn said, you know, you have to learn to play the game and try to get things that are not in your favor to switch them around somehow. And you have to be trickier than they are. We have to find ways. Sometimes I think we should be thanking them for treating us this way, because they showed us how to be resilient and stronger. And they're weak. You know, they're weak because they're in fear, because they have to do this to us to keep power, because they're so afraid. They just don't see that we could all join together and live as one, but they don't want to do that because they're always in fear that they have to stay on top. So, you know, it's a conundrum.
Oh, big time words today, conundrum. So, Where are you, just the same, with the proverbial stopwatch? Are you going to give it a go? Are you going to press that button and say, all right, I've seen enough, I'm back to my old order? Or, I think I'll put up with some more, I'll observe some more, and then figure out whether I stop this watch and move on to some other political party or system.
I think we lost all hope and chance of having things the way we'd like them to be when I mentioned it on the day of Malcolm X's Earth Day, or was it the day he was killed? I don't know. Last week we talked about it. When people didn't stand up for other people that were being abused and treated brutally, and they went along with the system, that was where, you know, it all went wrong there, because then you're allowing fellow human beings to be slaughtered and lynched and burned and abused and treated brutally just so you can have good things. And because you think if you try to help somebody else, then the same thing's going to happen to you. So you be a coward and you just say nothing and you do nothing. And that's what's been going on for thousands of years. They have us tricked into this false beliefs. So I've given up on the political system, and I'm just trying to get by in this world that's not really the kind of world that I enjoy living in. I think a lot of people feel the same way. And I'm not the only one who's saying what I'm saying.
Thank you so much for getting us started today.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Okay.
Edgar Queens, you're on the air. At 888-874-4888. Is your thumb on the stopwatch, or are you going to let it continue because we just started and evaluate as you go?
Well, unlike E, I haven't given up on the system entirely, because that's the only one we got. And if you give up, then you're dead, and you might as well not be here. Quite frankly, I haven't given his giving this administration a total assessment as of yet, because I don't believe we have enough time to see him, to see the plans develop like he wants them, or like I would like to see them develop. You know, he's Biden has to surround himself with a lot of Clinton retreads, with a lot of Obama retreads. He's not going to be as radical as I believe, as I would like him to be, but I believe he can be pushed to a certain extent, especially now when he's got the 51%, when he's got the 51 vote majority in the House, and I mean in the Senate, and he's got the House. So this is the time. I've been making phone calls, I've been sending out emails, I've been involving in group emails, trying to push the points across about what needs to be done as far as housing, as far as the homelessness situation and the foreclosures, as far as the minimum wage, which I believe should be much higher. 15 is a start, but if you want to adjust it for what it really should be, it should be $19 to $20 an hour. I believe this is the best time to apply pressure, even though the COVID situation is taking precedence, which I believe as it should, despite my misgivings about the vaccinations and how that's been proceeding. I think we should pursue more of a universal health care. I think we should be pursuing more of a universal income, things of that nature, and that's what I'm pushing for. But I haven't closed the door on it yet. Like I said, you know, you've always got to have some semblance of hope, because if you totally shut down, then you might as well not be here. You're just taking up space. So, you know, I keep the faith.
Well, let me ask a question another way. What have you seen so far that is encouraging in terms of policies and policy decisions? What have you seen so far that is causing you some concern?
Well, the encouraging thing is that he's sticking to his promise with the $1,400, which is a mere pittance, but at least it shows that he's willing to stay the course on certain things. Where I'm really seeing the misgivings so early in the process is his cabinet choices, his surrounding himself with, like I said, the Clinton and the Obama retreads. I don't want another Obama administration or another Clinton administration. And he surrounded himself with a lot of moderates. He surrounded himself with a lot of there's no new ideas as far as I can see that coming out of his cabinet, you know, and that's what disturbs me, because he can get a pass. He's been getting a pass with the media because everybody was afraid of the big monster Trump, and now that he's gone, I think people have relaxed a little bit. They've eased up on their political vigilance, and they think that Papa Joe and Kamala are going to take care of everything. I'm not going to give him that. That's what gives me pause. I'd rather be in a state of alert and keep on pushing than a state of relaxing under some type of false pretense. So that's the good thing. The $1,400, that's a good sign. As far as everything else, it doesn't bode well, but we still got time. And if we apply pressure, we can get maybe some type of resonance or some type of change. But if we don't apply pressure, we're not going to get anything.
Some people might say, I mean, come on, you folks. The man is barely in his chair. And you're already talking about, well, you know, you're watching him and you're watching him to make a decision as to whether you stay or go. You're not giving him a fair chance. Should we heed that kind of criticism?
I can only speak for myself. I'm not going to give you a fair chance because we're in extraordinary times, and we need extraordinary measures to handle these extraordinary times. That's what a government is for. A government is for times of crisis and strife to rally the resources, to rally the people, and to put a permanent fix, or put an immediate fix on the situation, and a long-term goal to repair the situation. That's why we have all these problems. That's why they had the problems in Texas. Because 10 years ago, when they had the frost and the power system failed and the recommendations were made because of a capitalist system and it wasn't profitable at the time, the same thing happens 10 years later. We can't sit on our laurels and allow these people to give us a false sense of security. You know, you took the job, deal with it. Like, and it's like the saying goes, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it, deal with the pressure or get out of the kitchen.
Well, I'm laughing not because it's funny, but it is so poignant and it's straight to the point. Thank you, Ed, for calling in and contributing today. 888-874-4888. The question before you is this. Should we, or should you, let me just ask because it pertains to you and your individual choice. Do you give Biden a lot more elastic so that, like any other new president, he's allowed to take his time to come to certain decisions or even to recover from bad decisions that he made and contemplate what next he should do? Should we give him that grace period? Does he deserve a grace period? Especially in those matters that are important to you? Or do you have your thumb on the stopwatch and you say, okay, time's up. Time's up for me to go. I'm not going to fiddle around with the Democratic Party. It's not going anywhere. It should have a sense of urgency. And I'm going to go look for an alliance that I could live with a party that is hungry for change. 888-874-4888. What would be your choice? What is your disposition in this matter as I laid it out? Are you going to quickly come to certain conclusions? Are you not going to waste any time? You don't have time to waste. It's a matter of urgency now. We have to get a sense of whether we will do better or whether we do worse or whether we won't do anything at all. We have to get to some kind of an early resolution on this matter so that we the people can move on if that is what we choose to do. Move on and let the party know we're moving on. You're not doing and you're not well, you're not responding well to the demands that we clearly laid out to you. We clearly told you what was bothering us and what we are expecting from a Democratic administration coming in, but y'all are just too slow. And I understand, you know, being a new president, being a new guy on the job, there are lots of things. You're inundated with things and you have to make a decision one way or the other quickly and get on with it. But the flip side of that coin is we don't have the time to wait. We can wait a little bit, but we have to have some indication that at least you're moving in the right direction. David from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Yes, I tuned in a little late, but I heard the previous caller call, and I'm thinking of something I think is very important. To me, I deal with animals quite often, and I'm thinking about man-eating tigers. And if you think you're going to get a man-eating tiger to become a vegan or a vegetarian, I think you are making a bad choice. So anyone who thinks they're going to give Mr. Biden a chance to change and whatnot, that is like expecting that man-eating tiger to become a house cat, a pussy cat, and he is not going to change. So the most you're going to get from him is a collection of bones. And if you're dealing with the Republicans or Democrats in this case, they are not running when they get into power in the country. They're not there to benefit the masses of people. We have to get that through our heads. They are in the employ of that, as I say often, the ruling class. And they're going to do things to benefit the ruling class at the expense of the people, as they have been doing all this time. So, you know, kind of wishful thinking that they're going to change things around and do things that are right for the environment and for the masses of people is just ridiculous. They are not there to do those things. They are there to maintain order among the masses and let the ruling class benefit as they have been benefiting before our eyes every day. We see they're getting richer and richer, so they're rich in their gold. They're reaching where they want to be while keeping the people in check. So he may throw out a few bones now and then, and these bones can always be taken back. We may get bones with a little meat on it, but anytime they can, they will take those back because they can never be satisfied with enough wealth and income, and that is what they're there for. So Biden, to me, is in the same category of all the rest of them in the Republican and the rest of them in the Democrat Party. These are two divisions of the same group, and the people have no party. If the people want to make some change, they're going to have to get out of these parties and establish their own political power to do what is good for the masses of people that live in the city, the state, the country, and the world, and stop imperialism and all the things that the government of the United States is doing around the world to enrich itself on the resources that are out there and the labor of the people anywhere they can find.
So where are you on the matter of, are you waiting to see some more proof? Are you waiting for more information? Are you waiting to see more progressive direction being taken by the president? Or have you already decided that you are going to seek your political fortunes elsewhere, in another party, in another system?
Elsewhere. I don't expect any reform from the Democrat or the Republican Party. They are not the party that represent the interests of the people. They don't do that. They are there to do what they exactly want to do, which is enrich the people at the top. This is a country that's run for the benefit of the powerful. And that's just the way it is. So if people want to do something that's going to benefit the masses, they're going to have to get some other body. You can't go into the Republican or Democrat Party and reform them. That is impossible. And that we have to get that through our heads and stop reflexively going along with the okey-doke, because they don't care anything about it. And I am very saddened because I'm dealing with all kinds of people with academic credentials that are completely ignorant. I mean, it's so sad. It's so sad to see what's going on and how they play with the people's minds. They give them training and no education, and they're walking around with two doctoral degrees and ignorant. I've met lots of people like that. So that's the problem. We have to do what we have to do, which is to do some other thing other than falling prey to the Republican group or the Democrat group. And Biden is not going to change. The leopard does not change his spots. the tiger doesn't stop being a man-eating tiger, and that's the way it is. So if you want to be fooled, you think that things are going to get so much better with Biden, you better think about something else. And that's the way David sees it.
That's the way David sees it. Thank you so much for calling in and contributing today. Nobody could ever accuse you, David, of not being clear. Nobody could ever accuse you of that. 888-874-4888 is the number to call. Muhammad, you are on the air from New York.
Good afternoon, Eutrice.
Good afternoon.
And I sincerely hope your health continues to improve. I'll talk
Thank
about
you.
Two things that tell us a story about Biden. No Medicare
Let me just say
all.
This. If you sound like you're speaking remotely. Could you speak directly into your phone? You get better sound.
Okay, I'm doing that right now. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, but I'm getting an echo.
Okay, I don't know what that is, Eutrice. I went in the room and closed the door so I don't nothing interferes. But I'll say
okay.
this. Two things.
Well, let's go.
Okay, two things. No Medicare for all, no $15 minimum wage. And now I look outside the United States. I look at his situation in Venezuela. He's back in Maduro. You look at Iran. You look at Cuba and you look at North Korea. America is an empire and Biden represents the interest of the people that really run the country. That's the Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, and the Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, you're going into that part, that neck of the woods that is very hard to prove. Let's stay with the question that I asked.
Okay.
The question asked is, based on the way things are going, are you inclined to stick with it a little bit longer and observe and take it all in and analyze to discover whether you are going to go along with the Biden program after all, because it's the better choice given the available choices out there? That's one. Or are you inclined to say, no, it is very, very important to me to have a political system that reflects my thinking and that reflects a holistic view of what should be happening in the United States. And I'm not seeing it, and I don't want to waste much time trying to figure out whether things will improve. I'm making my choice now. I'm leaving the setup as it is, you know, the choice between Republican and Democrat. I'm going a different way. So I could live with the choices I'm making.
Okay. I didn't go along with the Democrat nor the Republican Party. The closest thing that would have really been helpful for the people was that the third party, the one that what was Howie Long or something like that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they would have been a little better. I mean, the United States, Eutrice, is an empire, and we are an empire that's in decline. And Biden is, he don't really run anything. It's the money people that run it. I'll give you an example. The military-industrial complex and Congress, they support each other. They give Congress the money to run. Congressmen win. Then they take the money. They give them money out of the budget. And it's all coming from you and I. So, no, I don't have no, America's an empire in decline, $238 trillion deficit. And when they leave that dollar, you're going to really see some problems with the rest of the world when they get off that dollar system. And it's going to happen.
So you're not inclined to give too much elastic to the new president because you figure you have a fix on that. You're inclined to follow through with your analysis that there is no hope to rehabilitating the system. And therefore, you're moving on to become more involved with a system more compatible with what it is you're thinking.
Yes, and I say it this way. He could have started with the minimum wage and Medicare for all. You know, we were the only few countries in the world that don't have medical care for our citizens and enough money to live on. With a minimum wage under $15, how can you afford an apartment? How will you be able to afford a family, take care of a family? You can't do it under this system. It has to be changed. It needs to be deconstructed. And it's going to happen, Eutrice. Biden is a, one young man said a little earlier, he's just a holdover from the Obama administration. And there's no hope there. Hope is desire with expectation, and there's no hope there. That's the definition, the basic definition for hope.
Hmm. So is your thumb on the stopwatch yet, or is it getting close? Where you just press the stopwatch, it stops, and you say, that does it. I'm off to a new thing. I'm going my way to find a system with which I am compatible and which is compatible with me.
No, I'm not going to stop you, Trees. I'm going to just say this. We just go to Venezuela, for example, right? We want Venezuela's oil, and look what we're doing to the people down there in Venezuela. I don't know if you've ever been to Venezuela. I know you live close to there, but I've been to Venezuela,
yes.
And I've seen that situation in Venezuela. And this guy's still talking about back in Maduro. Cuba, you know, Obama did reestablish relations. What about Cuba? Those people are suffering. The people in Iran, North Korea. I mean, it's not just us. It's the world. See, we're all citizens of the world. And when you travel, and if you've been to a lot of different countries like that, you'll see how not so much the people at the top suffer, but you look at the people on the ground. Like when Andres Perez was the president of Venezuela, just about every day, I'm using one of my students' words now, most of the people there were very downcast or had a very sad look under his administration. And that's because most of the oil, you know, the resource from the oil was going to the United States. See, America's an empire, and we have to get someone who can, you know, treat other countries and let them have their resources so they can develop and their people can develop. I mean, we go in there and take people's resources like that. You leave a few at the top doing very well, but so many people at the bottom suffer, and I've seen that.
So, again, just so we are clear as to where you stand, are you giving no further new elastic to Biden because you believe you have a handle on the way things will be going, but you are instead going to firm up your relationship with an alternative system?
Well, Eutrice, anyone is capable of change and improving themselves, so I wouldn't 100% rule him out, right? Anyone is capable of change and having what they call, what is it, an epiphany? And changing their ways and doing much better. You know, a lot of great people in history have had those changes and made changes. So we'll give him personally a little bit of hope. But this empire, you know, it's going to go down like the rest of them. I hate to say that, you know.
All right. Well, thank you very much for contributing today. 888-874-4888. So far, it seems as if the general trend is one of two things. Don't expect any dramatic changes. Don't expect Biden, I just almost said Obama, don't expect Biden to move significantly or even at all away from the pattern that he's expected to follow, which is to continue where Clinton left off and continue where Obama left off, to where the Democratic Party really wants the situation to go, which is to support unsupportable, really, regimes. And secondly, you haven't figured out whether there's anything in the nation, no party system, no fledgling movement that you think you could affiliate yourself with. You don't see another party functioning as a bridge for the time being, at least. You don't see that. That's interesting. 888-874-4888. We have to, it seems to me, we constantly have to recalibrate. And for two reasons. One, you want to know where things are going or where they're taking things. And for yourself, you want to know what is going to confront you in terms of an eventual choice. Eventually, depending on how things develop, you have to be prepared to make your move and to make your move consistent with what you believe. So we're monitoring two systems at the same time, and they're not separate from each other in that strict sense. They're very much related. And I'm asking whether you've considered that. Whether you've considered the possibility that you may have to make a dramatic change in your thinking and just bite the apple and keep moving and make a decision as to where you're going to go, and don't yourself get caught up floating here, then you float over there, you're going with the tide. Are you going to make a decision if you haven't already made a decision? And what will that decision be? Have you thought about that? Are you preparing yourself for the eventuality that you will soon be making a decision? Or are you preparing yourself to deal with the fact that no political change, no dramatic political change, you don't see one in the immediate future? 888-874-4888. What is your choice? Are you stopping the stopwatch? Are you saying, I've given this thing enough time? And I'm not talking just about the Biden campaign and the Biden years. I've given this thing more years than I wanted to, but I'm seeing where things are going, or I have a deep feeling that things are going to go much in the same direction as they had gone before, and I don't want to deal with that. So I'm going to look for other political alternatives that are more compatible with my thinking. And I'm going to seek out alternatives to the two-party system which we have now. That's the question before you, and I'd be interested in what you're thinking about that question. If you've come to any conclusion, if so, what is the conclusion that you think you're coming to, and why? 888-874-4888 is the number to call. We have to take into consideration, too, that these are not ordinary times for any of us. These are very extraordinary times, and they truly will test our resolve, because in some cases, people are making decisions or will be making decisions purely in self-interest. In some cases, people will make decisions as concessions, knowing that it's not what they really want to do, but they'll do it until something else proves to be more feasible. So it's a very dicey time. Wayne from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Good day, Idris.
Hello.
And thanks for your show as usual. Good day.
Thank you.
Idris, before I give my view, you think we are programmed as a people?
Everybody is programmed.
Very good. All right. Yes, we are. Because, all right, like I keep saying, we still accept the fact that they could change the time whenever they want. So now, instead of it being 3 o'clock, we say it's 2 o'clock because of this darkness. But religion, to me, is the biggest programmer of the people. This giving up peace and stuff. How could a religious community have in the Constitution that when the government is going against the will of the people are free to take up arms and change that government? Why? This was, to me, the direction that Malcolm would have liked us to go in. Since this is his time, I would like to support his view, because that is the only way that this thing is going to change. There's two, no. He suggested two ways, politics or the gun, the ballot or the bullet. So we as a people either get our own party and get out of this foolish one-party system with two heads, or we decide to go route B. As he said, we have to speak the language or else we'll always be talking to ourselves.
So let me ask you the question, because I think you probably just forgot it. I just want to remind you what it is. As we see how things are developing,
yeah,
and it's very early. I mean, we have to put all this in the pot. It's very early. Biden just got in, and it's a lot to process and think that we would have a handle on it when we do process it, because it's early. But do you think you will stay where you have placed yourself in the context of a two-party system, or do you think that you're going to be looking further into divorcing a party, whichever one, and pretty much looking at one party instead?
No, I wouldn't pin any hopes on Biden changing things around in our favor. No. Just like I didn't put any hopes on Obama. We saw how that worked out for the people that did put the hopes in him. So following on his junior team member who has a whole lot more experience in exploiting people, no, I can't do that. Sorry. I like the views and approaches that his wife was recommending. But I don't see her position being orchestrated too much by this government. I think it's past time that we form our own party. That's the way out.
Well, that has been floated, but it hasn't happened. What do you think gives it extra energy and extra momentum at this time?
In New York, they had the thing with Barron and the Freedom Party and stuff like that, that to me was sabotage, not from the ground up, but from the head down. But we cannot give up on that idea. We cannot give up on that. If we are giving up on that, then everybody better arm themselves to the teeth. So the choice is ours, but we cannot go. You said a two-party system. This is a one-party system. One rich party with two heads to fool us. And they've been doing it very successfully.
Mm-hmm. Personally, do you have your thumb on the stopwatch where you say, okay, I'm going to give this only so much more time before I make up my mind what I'm going to do politically, whether I'm going to get off the reservation, join with some other party, or find a political alternative, because I can't live with this so-called two-party system?
The stopwatch thing, I'll go back to the time that we could stop it and flip it when we want. That can't happen either. But we actually believe that in a lot. That is now, instead of 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, like I see, right? But we cannot keep fooling ourselves like that year after year, election after election. What is the thing about madness? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results? That is what we keep doing. But thank you, Eucharist. You are doing a great job, and I hope you get the support necessary to push this to the top.
Thank you so much for everything you've said. And that brings us to the end of our program today. And we will return to each other tomorrow. God willing, the creek don't rise. See you.